الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. فقال جل وعلا: إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم، لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم، والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم. لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين. لولا جاءوا عليه بأربعة شهداء، فإذ لم يأتوا بالشهداء فأولئك عند الله هم الكاذبون. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته في الدنيا والآخرة لمسكم فيما أفضتم فيه عذاب عظيم. إذ تلقونه بألسنتكم وتقولون بأفواهكم ما ليس لكم به علم وتحسبونه هينا وهو عند الله عظيم. ولولا إذ سمعتموه قلتم ما يكون لنا أن نتكلم بهذا سبحانك هذا بهتان عظيم. يعظكم الله أن تعودوا لمثله أبدا إن كنتم مؤمنين. يبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم. إن الذين يحبون أن تشيء الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف رحيم. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the lesson or talk last week, we had a look at the splitting of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's chest and the cleansing of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart. Continuing with events of importance which took place in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, let us this week look at the false accusation of adultery made against our mother, the mother of the believers, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, by the hypocrites. As this brought great pain and takleef to our mother and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Ubay, the leader of the hypocrites, was one of the greatest enemies of Islam. His aim and objective in life was to hurt Islam, hurt the Nabi of Islam, cause fitna, spread evil amongst the true believers and destroy them from within the inside. After the expedition of Bani Mustalik, which took place in the fifth year after migration, And the most that was said regarding our mother's age at the time, that our mother at the time was under 15 years of age. On the return journey from this expedition, Abdullah ibn Ubay and the Munafiqeen, the hypocrites, accused our mother of committing a sin with a pious companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Safwan ibn Mu'attal al-Sulami. In order to truly understand the difficulty, the trouble, the pain that the Khalif, our mother, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced during this period, let us very briefly look at the love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the love our mother had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the greater the love, the greater the test, and the greater the pain. When Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned from the battle of Salasil and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who do you love the most? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed that this question is regarding the men, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who do you love the most from amongst the men? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that I love Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's father the most from amongst the men. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved all his wives, but our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was the most beloved, most dearest and closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, they themselves knew this. And it is because of this, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would wait for Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's turn and send their presents, especially the night Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this naturally irritated the other wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they were afraid to approach Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this matter. The Azwaj Mutahharat, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, got together and told Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, Umm Salma, go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to speak to the people in regards to their presence. That if the people wish to give presents to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they should give them whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may be and whomever he may be spending his night with, and not specially wait for Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's turn the night Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and then send their presents. Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha approached Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this matter and spoke to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to this matter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ummi Salma, O Ummi Salma, لا تؤذيني في عائشة فإن الوحي لم يأتني وأنا في ثوب امرأة إلا عائشة. O Ummi Salma, do not give me taklif, do not give me trouble in regards to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, as I do not receive the revelation, the wahi, while I'm under the garment of any woman except Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha asked for forgiveness and return. Thereafter, the Azwaj Mutahharat sent the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, to speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the very same matter. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and spoke to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this matter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, Ya Bunayya, ala tuhibbina ma uhib? O my daughter, do you not love whom I love? Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied in the affirmative. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Fatima, O Fatima, fa ahibbi hazihi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointing to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, referring to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, said to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, love this one. As I Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love her. Once our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received a necklace from somewhere, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced that I will give this to that person who I love the most in this world. When the people heard this, the people began to say that the daughter of Ibn Quhafa, referring to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, will receive this. However, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found out what the people were saying, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided not to publicize his special love for our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and instead gave it to his daughter, his granddaughter Hazrat Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha. In the hadith which can be found in Abu Dawud, it is narrated that once our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was speaking in a loud voice to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, her father, thinking that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is being disrespectful, caught hold of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in order to slap her. Immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jumped in between and prevented him from doing so. Just as Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu left, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, smiling to our mother, said, "See how I rescued you from this man?" This was the love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Once a Persian neighbor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a meal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Aisha will also come." He refused to invite our mother. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "If that is the case, then I refuse to accept your invitation." He left. Time passed. After a while he came again. Yet again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to accept his invitation, because he refused to invite us to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After a while he returned for the third time, and on this occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted his invitation only because our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was also invited. This is the love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He spent as much time as he could with her. He socialized with her. Now and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would race with her. He would eat with her. He would eat from the same plate as her. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would chew the same bone she had been eating from. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would drink from the same glass she had been drinking from, placing his lips exactly at the very same place our mother had been drinking from. And our mother's love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was no less. In the hadith which can be found in Sahih Muslim, narrated by our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says she and Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anhuma both went along with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on some journey. Now it was a habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when it was night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to travel on his camel alongside Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and talk to her on the way. Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, on seeing this, said to Hazrat Aisha, "O Aisha, let us change camels tonight. You ride on mine and I on yours, so that you see what you generally do not see and I see what I generally do not see." Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha agreed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as usual, came to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's camel, but found Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greeted Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha and spent the night talking with Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that night missed the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not being able to bear the separation, as if our mother, as if Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, put her foot in the grass saying, Ya Rabbi, sallit alayya aqraban aw hayyatan talzihuni. O Allah, let the scorpion sting me or the serpent bite me. She could not bear to be separated from our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the love our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the love our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And it is essential that we bear this in mind as this hadith is being related. As only with this in mind will you and I be able to truly understand the difficulty, the trouble, the pain, the taklif our mother and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced when this false accusation was made against our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Let our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha relate to us how this all came about. Listen very, very carefully. Our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha relates, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد أن يخرج أقرأ بين أزواجه فأيتهن خرج سحمها خرج بها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معه. That whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended to go on a journey, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to draw lots amongst his wives. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take with him the one the lot had fallen on. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would observe perfect equity amongst his wives at all times in all respects. Even in those matters where it is not compulsory to observe perfect equity amongst women, even in matters like this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would observe perfect equity. And journeying is one of them. This is why our mother says, whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended to go on a journey, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do qura, he would draw lots amongst his wives. Our mother relates, فَأَقْرَى بَيْنَنَا فِي غَزْوَةٍ غَزَاهَا فَخَرَجَ سَحْمِي فَخَرَجْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بَعْدَمَا نَزَلَ الْحِجَابِ فَأَنَا أُحْمَلْ فِي هَوْدَجِي وَأُنْزَلْ فِي. As was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit of drawing lots, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion cast lots amongst us while setting out on a battle, and it was cast in my favor, so I set out along with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this journey. The battle referred to in this hadith is the battle of Bani Mustalik, which took place in the 5th year after migration. And this relates to the period after the verses regarding hijab had been revealed. After hijab, observing parda had become compulsory on the Muslim women. And it is because of this, our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, was carried in a hawdaj on a camel and dismounted while in it. A hawdaj was a type of carriage which was concealed. Women at the time would sit inside this carriage, then this carriage would be placed on top of a camel. Observing farda, our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would be carried inside this hawdaj and dismounted while in it. Our mother says, فَصِرْنَا حَتَّى إِذَا فَرَغَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ غَزْوَتِهِ تِلْكِ وَقَفَلْ وَدَنَوْنَا مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ قَافِلِينَ آذَنَا لَيْلَةً بِالرَّحِيلِ. We carried out on our journey when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished his expedition. We set out for return journey. When we set out for return and our caravan was near Madinat al-Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded one night to march forward. Our mother says, when the army was ordered to resume the homeward journey, I also got up and moved on till I went out of the encampment of the army. And after relieving myself, answering the call of nature, I came back to my place. فَإِذَنْ اِقْضٌ لِي مِنْ جَزِي أَسْفَارْ قَدٍ قَتَعْ فَالْتَمَسْتُ اِقْضِي وَحَبَسَنِي ابْتِغَاءُ. When I came back to my place, I touched my chest and realized that my necklace, which was made from Jazi Asfar, was missing. This necklace was very special to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. As our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had received this necklace as a gift from her mother at the time of her marriage with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as some of the narrations indicate. Because this necklace was very precious to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother says, I retraced my steps and tried to search for my necklace. And this searching for my necklace detained me. وَأَقْبَلَ الرَّحْتَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يَرْحَلُونَ لِي فَاحْتَمَلُوا حَوْدَجِي فرحلوه على بعيري الذي كنت ركبته وهم يحسبون أني فيه. Meanwhile, the people who were responsible for carrying my hawdaj came, carried my hawdaj onto my camel, assuming that I was inside my hawdaj. وكان النساء ذاك خفافا لم يثقلهن اللحم إنما يأكلن الألكة من الطعام فلم يستنكر القوم خفة الحوض حين رفعوه وكنت جارية حديثة السن فبعثوا الجمل وصاروا. She says, the people that were responsible of carrying my hodaj carried my hodaj and placed it on the camel, assuming that I was inside. Women in those days were very light, as the women in those days would eat very little food. On top of this, our mother was only a young woman at the time, not more than 15 years of age, as can be derived from other ahadith. Thus, those people that were appointed of raising the hawdaj and placing it onto the camel did not feel the lightness, and they drove the camel away and proceeded. Our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, says, فَوَجَدْتُ عِقْدِي بَعْدَمَا اسْتَمَرَّ الْجَيْشُ فَجِئْتُ مَنَازِلَهُمْ وَلَيْسَ بِهَا دَاعٍ وَلَا مُجِيبٍ فَأَقَمْتُ مَنْزِلِي الَّذِي كُنْتُ بِهِ وَظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُمْ سَيَفْقِدُونَنِي فَيَرْجِعُونَ إِلَيَّ. Our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says that I found my necklace after the army had gone. Thus I came back to the camel. I came back to the camp, but found nobody therein. So I went back to the place where I used to stay, thinking that they would miss me and come back for me at this very place. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit was, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ride alongside Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and speak to her on the way. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, thinking that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come to ride beside her, and if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not find her, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would return to look for her exactly in that very place. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha waited there. But unfortunately that night, nothing like this happened. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come to talk with Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Thus Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not realize that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was missing. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, all alone in the jungle, cold, overpowered by sleep, our mother covering herself radiallahu ta'ala anha, fell asleep. Now Safwan ibn Mu'attal al-Sulami, a pious companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was appointed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stay behind the army. And his responsibility was to bring and pick up anything the army forgotten or left behind. So Safwan ibn Mu'attal al-Sulami set out in the last part of the night and came to the place where our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was. And he found a person lying down, sleeping. At first Safwan ibn Mu'attal al-Sulami could not tell whether this person is a male or a female. Coming close and seeing that it was our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Safwan ibn Mu'attal al-Sulami recognized our mother straight away, as he had seen our mother before the verses of hijab, before farda was made fard upon the women. Our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, فَاسْتَيْقَظْتُ بِإِسْتِرْجَاعِهِ هِنَ أَرَفَنِي, that I woke up when he uttered the words إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلِهِ رَاجِعُونَ فَخَمَّرْتُ وَجْهِ بِجِلْبَابِ, I covered my face immediately with my garment. And wallahi, ma kallamani kalimatan, wa la sami'tu minhu kalimatan, ghayra istirja'ihi. And I swear by Allah, he did not say a single word to me. And nor did I hear a single word from him, besides, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He made his camel kneel down. And I mounted the camel, as he pressed the camel's foreleg, and he moved on, leading the camel by the nose string on which I was riding, until we came to the army where it had encamped for rest because of extreme heat. فَهَلَكَ مَنْ حَلَكَ, taking the opportunity of this situation, the leader of the hypocrites Abdullah bin Ubay began to spread rumors and accuse our mother of an evil sin. And this rumor quickly spread like wildfire among the army and fell in destruction those that were meant for destruction, beginning with the leader Abdullah bin Ubay. Our mother says, فقدمنا المدينة فاشتكيت حين قدمت شهرا والناس يفيدون في قول أصحاب الإفك ولا أشعر بشيء من ذلك وهو يريبني في وجهي أنني لا أعرف من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللطف الذي كنت أرى منه حين أشتكي إنما يدخل علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيسلم ثم يقول كيف أتيكم ثم ينصرف فذاك الذي يريبني ولا أشعر بالشر. أو ماذا حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says that we arrived at مدينة المنورة, and on my arrival I fell ill, and I remained ill for around 1 month. People kept on slandering me, spreading rumors and accusing me of evil, yet I was aware of nothing. The only thing that aroused my doubt was that I was no longer receiving from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the same kindness, the love and affection as I used to receive from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when I fell sick. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come, just say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would just ask the family, how is that lady? And without speaking to me, without sitting next to me, without talking to me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would depart. Our mother says, this caused doubt in my mind. Why does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not sit next to me? Why does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not speak to me like he used to speak to me? This caused doubt in my mind and aroused my suspicion. But I was unaware of the evil, and I was unaware of the false accusation and the propaganda that was being made against me. Our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, فَخَرَجْتُ مَا أُمِّ مِثْنَا قِبْلَ الْمَنَاصِحِ, that during my illness, one day I went out with Ummi Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Mistah, to answer the call of nature towards Al-Manasih, as that was the place where we relieved ourselves in those days. And we only went to this place during the night, and this was before lavatories were made in our houses. And this state of ours was like the early Arabs, who didn't like the construction of toilets in their houses because of smell. Our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, فَعَثَرَتْ أُمُّ مِسْتَحْ فِي مِرْتِحَ, that Ummu Mistah stumbled over her robe 3 times, and every time she stumbled she said, تَعِثَ مِسْتَحْ, let Mistah be ruined, referring to her child. I said to her, بِسَّ مَا قُلْتْ أَتُصُبِّينَ رَجُلٌ شَهِدَ بَدْرًا, O Ummi Mistah, do you accuse a man who participated in the battle of Badr? Do you rebuke your own son, though he is a companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from amongst the first who migrated? Ummi Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anha said to me, أيهنتا أولم تسمعي.